Okay, everybody, welcome to the daily bedtime stories for kids podcast. Okay, we're gonna tell a story tonight, and we just finished a whole series about the lost coin,
and
that story centered around Little Billy and Stella. And who is it, Will, that ended up was the one that took the coin? Do you remember?
Yeah. Uncle Mike.
Uncle Mike was the bad guy in that story. Okay, so remember last night we said today was a special day because our cousins were here. Our cousins were coming. Well, our cousins are here. So we're going to tell a story about three brothers, and these three brothers have two cousins that come to visit them. Okay? Now, this story is about Little Billy, Little Riley, and Little Sawyer, and then their cousins, Peter, Little Peter, and Little Cora. Okay? Okay. Okay. So the cousins got there and the boys were so excited. And they were excited because they got to see their cousins. But you know what else they were excited for? They were excited because they were going to go outside and they were going to camp in their tent. And it was starting to get kind of cold outside, but yet they were going to go camp in this big tent. It was plenty big. And they had it all set up out in the yard. And they went outside and they all brought their sleeping bags out there. And they put an extension cord so they could plug their iPad in. And they had a big plan. They were going to watch movies and they were going to have popcorn. And they had all had their favorite candy, which was all Skittles. They all liked Skittles. They loved to mix the Skittles in their popcorn, so when they dug in, they would get a little bite of sweet Skittle and some popcorn all at the same time, and they thought it was really funny. They thought it was good. But Little Billy, he was a strange one. He didn't care for Skittles. He didn't care for popcorn. All he ate was jerky. Beef jerky. That's all he ate was beef jerky. Well, there was a little bit of a problem because there was a crazy squirrel that lived in their yard. And they knew this, but they weren't thinking. And this crazy squirrel loved beef jerky. That they didn't know. They knew there was a crazy squirrel, and they even named the squirrel because it was so crazy and it came and it did weird things all the time. Like if they put something outside, like a squirt gun, the squirrel would come and kind of take it. And it would take their toys and it would move them over to someplace else and it would try to hide them. It was like it would hide their stuff all the time from them, and they had to go search in the trees and then they'd find their squirt guns, and it was a whole big thing. So they named this crazy squirrel Jerry. Jerry the crazy squirrel. Well, they weren't even thinking about the crazy squirrel, Jerry. They were all having a good old time in their tent eating popcorn and Skittles, and Little Billy sitting and eating beef jerky, and they're watching their movie, and they're laughing, and they're having a good time. And all of a sudden, Little Billy says, "Hey, guys, where's my beef jerky? Who took my beef jerky?" He said, "Peter? Did you take my beef jerky, Peter?" And Peter says, "No, I didn't take it." "Did you take his beef jerky?" "No." He says, "Sawyer, you took my beef jerky. Give it back." And Sawyer says, "I didn't take your beef jerky." And he says, "Riley? Riley, you took my beef jerky. I want it back right this minute. Let me see your pockets." And little Riley got his pockets and he pulled them out. "No beef jerky." He says, "Cora, I didn't think it would be you. But did you take my beef jerky?" Give it back if you took it. Please give it back. I want beef jerky. You guys have your Skittles and your popcorn. I want my beef jerky. And Cora said, I'm sorry, but I didn't take your beef jerky. I don't even like beef jerky. And right then, out of the corner of their eyes, it seemed like all of them at the same time saw a little furry furball climb out of a little corner in the tent. Somebody, probably little Peter, when he came in the tent, he forgot to zip it up all the way. He left the zipper open about 6 inches, and it was just big enough for that crazy squirrel Jerry to sneak in the tent and get the beef jerky and then sneak back out. So the kid said, oh man, we know what happened. It was Jerry. And Peter and Cora are like, who in the world is Jerry? So the boys explain, Jerry's this crazy squirrel that comes and steals our squirt guns and steals our toys, and we have to go to the trees and find him. And apparently he really likes beef jerky. So they said, let's take our flashlights and let's go outside and see if we can find our beef jerky. And they said, okay. They all had really good flashlights, and it wasn't really late yet, so they all unzipped the tent, and they got outside, and this time they made sure they really zipped it up. When they got outside, they got their flashlights, and they all looked around, and they looked up in a tree, in one of their little trees, and sure enough, Jerry was up in a tree, eating beef jerky. And one of them grabbed a rock, and they threw it at Jerry, and Jerry skedaddled. He left the beef jerky there, and he skedaddled and ran off into the woods. And they said, all right, go get the beef jerky. And little Billy ran and grabbed his beef jerky. They went back in the tent, and they zipped it up all the way, and they finished their movie. And little Billy ate his beef jerky. All the rest of them ate their popcorn and their Skittles, and they laughed, and they joked, and they had a wonderful evening. The end. Okay, all right, now what we do is we always pray together, okay? So let me pray for you. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for these kids. I thank you that these cousins had a safe trip here, and we pray that you would just be with us all tonight and help us to have a really good night's sleep tonight. I pray that you would help these kids to grow up to love you and serve you. I pray that you would use them in great and mighty ways. In Jesus we pray. Amen.